Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live, keeping us on pins and needles through the break to see how we did. And I'll tell you here in just a second when I see the final number. What I'm talking about is if you're just joining us, Catholic Answers Live, open forum. Joe Heschmeyer will be with us this hour. But in addition to doing our usual work, we got to raise the money to fund this thing for the next 3 months. And it's a lot of work to raise the money over just do it in 3 days and just talk for a few minutes each hour about the fundraising. But it has thus far worked, and thanks to the generosity of our listeners who are amazing. We don't have a lot of money in the bank and all that kind of thing. We got to raise the money. We want to eat. We got to raise the money. We want to keep the lights on. We got to raise the money. We want to keep sharing the good news about Jesus Christ and his church. We got to raise the money to do it, and you have always come through for us. And you did again last hour. I do not know what happened. Someone is going to have to explain this to me, how this happened, but there must have been a large gift there at the end, because not only did we meet our $20,000 match that we had last hour, we went over by $6,000. And I don't know how we did that, because we were under with a few seconds to go in the hour, and now it says more than 26,000. So I just don't know how to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It means everything to us. It actually means our survival. We don't talk about that too much, but it does. And we're so grateful. We're trying to do our very best to use every dollar to share the good news, as I said, about Jesus Christ and his church. We try to do our part, not waste the money, but spend the money on the things that we need, like microphones, cameras, and people to run that board in there, like Zach is doing right now, that soundboard. When you come through for us, it means everything. I'll tell you what, normally this second hour of the pledge drive, you'd probably be listening to Tim Staples. You'd be like, well, there's Tim Staples, came in all fired up doing his thing. Well, I just want to let you know where Tim is, because I know that, especially because it's pledge drive week, people will be saying, where's Tim? Tim is recovering. That's where Tim is, and I have an assurance from him today that he's doing very well. But I want to say that he's recovering. He's doing everything very well. Before I say that he had a stroke a couple weeks ago, a stroke that I believe was in the cerebellum. His symptoms are primarily dizziness. He's cognitively as solid as ever. He remembers all the church councils. So you don't have to worry about that. And he remembers every single word of every church council. So you don't have to worry about that. But I did want to let people know why Tim is not here. But we have a magnificent backup team. It's pretty good when your backup team is Joe Heschmeyer. Joe, thanks for being with us for this second hour.
Yeah, I'm grateful to be here. These are very big shoes to fill. So I just say that out the gate, like, listeners, if you are at all on the fence about calling in, this is my first time doing the radio drive. I'm filling in for Tim Staples. Don't embarrass me out here. Yeah. Let's get some amazingly big gifts.
And we will never let him live it down if it's a bad hour. We will never let Joe live that down, because he's good at everything. So, you know, if he turns up bad at something, we're going to be mad at him, or we're gonna take it out on him. Let me give you the number again, 888-291-8000. Joe, a very generous donor, has given us $20,000 again for this hour. In recent years, donors have more and more stepped up, because they have seen that it works, that when they give their money to the radio drive, our listeners are amazing, and they get us there. And so this generous donor has given us $20,000 to match this hour, 888-291-8000. If you give $10, it becomes $20. Give $50, it becomes $100. Give $100, it becomes $200, and you can keep going up to $20,000, 888-291-8000. We really need you to call. Our colleagues are waiting on the line, and all the lines open except one right now. Every line open except one. But Joe, I want to tell you,
one. I think you've said this before, Si, but I thought I'd just say, when we talk about matching gifts, we actually mean it. Like, this money will not, we're not just going to get the money now and then pretend like we don't have it to match. Like, this is actually a matching gift.
Yeah, well,
and this is the equivalent fundraising wise of, like, Cortez burning his ships. Like, this is just like, we're going all in. Yeah. Here we really are counting on people.
We are going all in. Well, I always feel like you know, some people are money smart, and those are the people that have money. That's why I have no money. I'm not money smart, but they know I'm not giving you the $20,000 until you raise the $20,000. They're not dumb. And so we go out and we raise it. But I say we raise it, but we don't. I mean, the listeners come through for us. But I want to say one more thing, and then I'll let you take a call, Joe, okay? Because we got to do our regular job. But I want to add this, and then when we come back from a little later after this call, I'm going to tell you the gifts that we have for you and all that. But for the first 2 days of this pledge drive, a few donors have given us $65,000 and said, we'll add a match on top of the match for anyone who's a new weekly donor, any amount, doesn't matter. A new weekly donor, I don't know, maybe you're somebody, who, not weekly, monthly, I beg your pardon. Maybe you're somebody who can do $100 a month. Congratulations. If you can, it'll all get matched. It'll be $200 a month from us. Maybe you're a person who can do $10 a month and you've never given to Catholic Answers before. It's going to be $30 a month to us. Any amount up to $65,000 in the first 3 days, 888-291-8000. Every line open. I'm going to the phones right now. I'm going to trust in you to pick up that phone and call 888-291-8000 or go safe and secure online to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. All right, we're going to do our regular day job and trust in you to help us meet the match this hour. Jonathan in Pennsylvania, listening on the Catholic Answers app. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hello, Joe. It's an honor to talk to you again. I talked to you a couple months ago on the call. Anyway, my question is about the Orthodox. So I was on the Orthodox Wiki studying a little bit about the Apostolic Fathers to see what they were thinking about it. And I ran into a page that was saying that the St. Ignatius of Antioch letters were forgeries. My question is that true? Is it not true?
It's not true, provided we mean the same letters. So this is where it gets a little bit confusing. There are three collections of letters ascribed to St. Ignatius of Antioch. They are called the Long Recension, Middle Recension, and Short Recension. Recension here, like just think collection. So the Long Collection is 13 letters that are attributed to Ignatius. They are found in both Greek and in Latin, and those have both altered forms of real letters, meaning like they took his real letter and then people were like exaggerated or added on to it. And then also have some letters that appear to be entirely invented. That's the Long Recension. We don't accept that. The Middle Recension is what we do accept. This is the, you know, think like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. This is the collection that's just right. These are the seven letters that are now recognized nearly universally by Catholics, by Protestants, by secular scholars. And there's good reasons for that in terms of dating and like tracing the historicity of these letters. Roger Pierce has a thing where he looks into like how we discovered that these letters were authentic. And it's sort of actually a remarkable thing. Lightfoot, who is an Anglican, was one of the pivotal players. And actually it was largely Protestants. Jaroslav Pelikan, when he looks at the history of this, points out that it's largely Protestant theologians and scholars who actually confirm the authenticity of what's called the Middle Recension, these seven authentic Ignatian letters. That at the time of the Reformation, a lot of Protestants thought none of the letters ascribed to Ignatius were authentic because they sound so Catholic. And John Calvin pretty famously denied that any of these were historical. And we now know that he was wrong, that they actually are historical. And even many, I'd probably suggest most Calvinist scholars, if they know what they're talking about, would agree with this. It's almost beyond debate at this point. The third collection is the least known. It's a Syriac collection called the Short Recension. And these were probably not actually forgeries. These were probably translations and summaries into Syriac. In other words, like someone read the Greek or the Latin version of Ignatius's letters and captured the gist of it in Syriac, but wasn't capable enough to do a full-on translation. So the Middle Recension is authentic. The Short Recension is not really penned by Ignatius, but is certainly inspired by him. And the Long Recension is legendary. So the seven letters we normally talk about as being Ignatian letters, they are. Those are authentic letters.
Thank you very much for that call and for getting us started off. It's amazing how Catholic the early church was. As a matter of fact, I would go so far as to say the early church was the Catholic Church. As a matter of fact, that's the title of Joe's new book. The early church was the Catholic Church, the Catholic witness of the fathers in Christianity's first two centuries. And we're going to send you a copy of it if you are able to make a $20 a month pledge. Any $20 a month pledge gets Joe's book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. But that's not all. Also, we're going to send you Blue Collar Apologetics, How to Explain and Defend Catholic Teaching Using Common Sense, Simple Logic, and the Bible. That's John Martinoni's new book. We'll send them both to you if you can make a pledge of $20 a month or more right now. I do not know what is happening with the phones. I have a concern that there might be a technical problem there, just looking at the fact that none of the lines are full. So I would suggest maybe try online. Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge. And please do make your pledge, because if the phones aren't working, it's going to be a tough hour for us, at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. You can also text the word Catholic. If you're one of those texty people, you can text the word Catholic to 24365. 24365 is the number, 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Text the word Catholic to 24365 and make your pledge that way. I do not know if the phones are working. I never see them this blank, so I'm guessing that they are not. So you can give the call a try, 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, here's a good way to test the phones. Just call up and make a $1,000 pledge at 888-291-8000. If it goes through, we know the phones are working. I'm just proposing a solution to a problem we seem to be having. But if you're trying and it's not, you can do this on your phone. CatholicAnswersRadio.com works just fine on your phone. It's optimized for your phone, as a matter of fact. Or you can do it on your laptop, CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We got a long way to go this hour. A long way to go, because we got a $20,000 match. $20,000 dollar for dollar match. I'll give you all three ways. And you can try it, but I, as I said, I don't know if the phones are working. The number, if you want to give it a try and make your $10,000, what did I say, $10,000? 888-291-8000. That'll get the phones working, 888-291-8000. Any pledge of any size is welcome. I just don't know if they're working. And if it's not, would you please go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge there. If you would prefer to do it the texty way, just text the word Catholic, C-A-T-H-O-L-I-C, to 24365. Back to the phones for Joe Heschmeyer. We go to Amelia in Missouri, watching on YouTube. Amelia, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hello, Amelia. How old are you?
12.
12. Well, we're very happy to have you. Have you called us before?
Yes.
I thought you did. You sounded familiar to me. I'm so glad you called again. Go ahead with your question for Joe Heschmeyer.
I was wondering, if could Jesus have had a crush
on a girl?
That's a
you don't mean like an orange crush, right? You mean like, could he have had a crush on a girl?
Yeah.
I got you, Amelia. All right.
It's a great question. I love that you're grappling with the grittiness of the incarnation, Amelia. I'm not going to ask which part of St. Louis you're, or which part of Missouri you're from, because you might be from St. Louis. And as a Kansas Cityan, I want us to be friends, so I just won't find out. But Amelia, I would say the best answer to that, I think, comes actually from St. Paul's letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 5, in which he gives Timothy instructions, and he tells him to treat younger men like brothers, older women like mothers, and younger women like sisters in all purity. And what he's telling Timothy is, you know, as the leader of their church, as the person called to be the bishop of this area, it's not for him to kind of entertain romantic thoughts. Not that there's anything wrong with marriage or anything like that, but when he's in this position of spiritual authority over people, he shouldn't be crossing those kind of boundaries and treating his congregation like people that he might date. So likewise with Jesus, like he's destined to be celibate, and he embraces that call freely, radically freely, from like the first moment of his earthly life, that he is giving himself entirely to God, and he clearly foregoes marriage. And the purpose of things like dating is oriented towards marriage. And the purpose of even things like romantic crushes is ultimately oriented towards, is there a chance that this could work out vocationally? So there's nothing sinful about a crush or anything like that. But Jesus would certainly not have been indulging fruitless kind of emotional dead ends that weren't conducive to the plan of life or to his salvific mission.
That was big
that
words,
what he was
Joe.
Called to.
That was big words.
Yes.
So he's not going to get married. So even if he had a crush, he's not going to allow himself to go down that road.
Right. He's not going to stir up, well, you know, whatever natural emotional response you have of liking or disliking a person, that first initial emotional reaction is outside of your control. What you do in terms of entertaining those emotions or letting them go, that's within your control. And Jesus is not going to be entertaining things that are contrary to the life he's designed to live.
Amelia, I'm going to say thanks because you probably know this, but we're in the midst of fundraising, so we got to keep doing that. But I hope you will call again. It's always a great pleasure when you call. And we're happy to say things like conducive. You know, we love using words like conducive.
she's asking a question about the incarnation. I'm just saying.
I'm sure she understood it better than I did, Joe.
Yes.
all right. Thanks again, Amelia. This is what we do every day. We just answer questions about the Catholic faith. Been doing it for more than 20 years here on Catholic Answers with all kinds of different hosts, all kinds of different apologists. And it turns out it works because people want to know about the important things in life. From the young, like Amelia, to the very old, we get all kinds of questions about the faith, from those who are our brothers and sisters in the Catholic faith, all the way to those who have no faith at all. We receive calls asking questions, presenting challenges. It's a lot of fun to do it, but more than anything, it's turned out to be an effective way to share the good news of Jesus Christ and his church, the Catholic Church, to share the good news of the sacraments, particularly the sacrament of the Eucharist. The world needs this message, and we need your help to share it. I said I didn't think the phones were working before. It looks to me like some of the phones are lighting up, so they're probably working now.
I've got good news, bad news, and great news, Si.
Okay, give it.
The good news is the phones are working.
Yeah.
The bad news is not a lot of people are on them, so there's plenty of time if you want to call in. There are open lines, and I really encourage you to fill those lines. And the great news is if you want a good reason to donate to Catholic Radio, I have a great witness for this. This is a fellow by the name of Pope Benedict the 16th.
I've heard of him.
Back in 2008. Yeah. While he was Pope, he gave an address to people who ran Catholic radio stations. And so it's kind of a long quotation, but I think it's really worth listening to because he really drives home why Catholic radio makes such a difference, why it's reaching people that aren't reached in a lot of other ways, and why this is really a ministry worth supporting, including supporting financially. Here's what he says. He says, "Dear friends, as you work in Catholic radio stations, you are at the service of the Word." That's capital W Word. "The words that you broadcast each day are an echo of that eternal Word which became flesh. Your own words will bear fruit only to the extent that they serve the eternal Word, Jesus Christ. In God's saving plan and providence, that Word lived among us, or, as St. John says, pitched his tent among us in humility." And then he goes on to say, "Do not be disheartened. You are sowing the Word in season and out of season, and thus fulfilling Jesus's command that the gospel be preached to all nations. The words which you transmit," and this is really important, "the words that you transmit reach countless people, some of whom are alone, and for whom your word comes as a consoling gift. Some of whom are curious and are intrigued by what they hear. Some of whom never attend church because they belong to different religions or to no religion at all. And others still who have never heard the name of Jesus Christ. Yet, through your service, first come to hear the words of salvation. This work of patient sowing, carried on day after day, hour after hour, is your way of cooperating in the apostolic mission." And I would only add to that, that listeners to this show have the ability to also cooperate in that apostolic mission with their financial donations. I mean, we're talking about the new book that I wrote, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church. The only way I have time to write a new book is because there are generous donors who make it possible for me to give my life to doing things like that rather than, you know, my old job of being an attorney or any other secular job I'd have to do and try to do Catholic stuff in my spare time, in my off hours. To be able to full time give myself to Catholic apologetics, to be able to share the faith in this way, you guys are the ones who make that possible when you call in. You know, it's okay if you can't give $5,000. It really is true when we say these small donations really do add up. And so all the people who say my donation doesn't matter, if every one of them just called in, we would meet all of our financial goals so quickly. So I would really encourage you to call in or go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And it really does make a difference.
And I'll tell you what, it adds up, especially now, because we have this triple match this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number to call. It does seem that the phones are working, so and we are way behind for this hour because it appeared that the phones went down there for about 10 minutes. But I'm sure that it will all work out. 888-291-8000, give a call and take advantage of the match. I'm going to go back to phones to let Joe answer a call. As soon as I do this, I'm just going to tell you about the various gift levels. So at $10 a month, your pledge is tripled because we have the $20,000 match and because we have the $65,000 match for every new monthly pledge that comes in for the first 2 days of this pledge drive. Well, okay, so your match is tripled right there. You give $10 a month. We receive $30 a month. You just call 888-291-8000 and make that pledge right now. But that $10 a month also entitles you to everything that you get in Society 315. You become a member of our Society 315. You get the t-shirt. You get the sticker that goes on the car, but it's actually a magnet, so it doesn't hurt your car. And you get all the stuff that we do throughout the year that's a special, you know, presentation just for Society 315. I mean, this year, Society 315 folks through the internet came on retreat with us earlier this year. And we're going to continue to do those kinds of things. That's for $10 a month, and it makes a huge difference. Please pick up the phone and call 888-291-8000. If you can do $20 a month, we're going to add Joe's new book, The Early Church Was the Catholic Church, the Catholic Witness of the Fathers in Christianity's First Two Centuries, and we'll add Blue Collar Apologetics, How to Explain and Defend the Catholic Teaching Using Common Sense, Simple Logic, and the Bible from John Martinoni for $20 a month. So we'll get $60 because your pledge is tripled, and you will become a member of Society 315 and get those two books, 888-291-8000. Maybe you're somebody who could do $45 a month or more. If you could, all of that is true, the tripling, the books, the Society 315, but we'll also send you Joe Heschmeyer's course at the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics, World Religions, A Snapshot. You get the DVD set with all the lessons on it, absolutely beautifully shot in high definition video. And then you also get the workbook that comes with it that Joe wrote. 888-291-8000. About half the lines open right now. 888-291-8000. I'll tell you what, we're also going to need some large donors if we're going to make it this hour because of that little snafu we had with the phones. And large donors, we also have something for you. If you want to get, if you could give $100 a month, all of that pertains to you as well. But you'll also become a member of our President's Club, in which you get everything, all the books, all the magazines, everything we publish over the course of the year. You pick what you want, we'll send it to you. You want it all, just say, I want it all, and we'll send it to you. And at $5,000 or at $417 a month, you become a member of our Founder Circle, which is our highest giving society, and it has all kinds of benefits. And you can ask when you call 888-291-8000, and they'll give you all those benefits. All right, I'm going to go back to the phones. I know we drive people crazy if we do too much fundraising. We'll go back and take a call. But hey, we really need you to fill up the phone lines. We are struggling this hour. 888-291-8000, a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match, and a triple match for every new monthly pledge. 888-291-8000. All right, back to the phones we go. And who we got next? I think we're going to Margaret somewhere here in Southern California. Oh, listening on our local Catholic radio station, John Paul II Radio. We're glad to have you, Margaret. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Thank you. I'm calling just to ask for a recommendation for a simple, short book that would address Christianity or Catholicism from the perspective of a Muslim or a Buddhist.
Okay, those are two very different religious systems. And so a minute ago, Cy mentioned a course that I just did for the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics. Now, that's not a book. It's a series of videos, but there's also like a workbook that goes with it. In that, I give the basic principles of how to approach non-Christian religions. You know, like if you meet someone at a party, or maybe you have a family member or relative who isn't Christian at all, but they're also not atheists, they're in this other category of, you know, Muslims, Buddhists, fill in the blank. If you don't know anything about their religion, what are some good questions to ask? What are some good ways of presenting Christianity? And then that's about the first half or so of the course. In the last part of the course, I actually take a specific look, including a two-episode series on Buddhism and a two-episode series on Islam. So hopefully something like that would be helpful for you. I know there are a lot of resources that give the general case for Christianity, but one of the reasons that I did this course for the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics is, having taught a comparative religions class, I felt like there was kind of an absence of really good Catholic material that got into, well, what do we say to Buddhists? What do we say to Muslims? And so on, because the questions are often very different from what you're going to get from either, say, an atheist on the one hand or an evangelical Protestant on the other hand.
I hope that that's helpful to you. Thanks very, very much. Check out the School of Apologetics at schoolofapologetics.com, and you can see Joe's course there, World Religions, a snapshot. We are about to take a quick break. Perfect time to pick up the phone and call. We are one quarter of the way to being funded this hour. We need to raise $225,000 in 3 days. The way we do that is we meet the match each hour. This hour, we have a $20,000 match. We have received $5,000 in pledges this hour. We're halfway through the hour. We're one quarter of the way to being funded. We need your help. 888-291-8000. Remember, every new monthly pledge is tripled up to $65,000. Every new monthly pledge. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost, to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and, very possibly, helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. God bless you.
Joe Heschmeyer is our guest this hour on Catholic Answers Live. It's an open forum. You can call and ask whatever you like about the Catholic faith, whether you're Catholic or not, because that's what we do. And especially, I always want to say this as clearly as I can. Really, if you call up and ask us a question, you're not going to offend us because you might get a word wrong, or there's something you don't like about the Catholic faith. Any calls welcome. We're happy to talk with you. 888-318-7884 is the number. So I got two phone lines I'm giving out today. So let me just get this right, and then I'll stop giving out this number. 888-318-7884. That is the number to call and ask your question of Joe Heschmeyer. 888-318-7884. The other number I give out, because we got to pay for all this. It does not cost a great deal to keep Catholic Answers live on the radio around the world. It costs $225,000 every 3 months. And actually, some of that money goes to other things, like doing the podcasting and doing a whole lot of video work that we do as well. We've got a brand new School of Apologetics. We're doing tons of new digital stuff. I mean, the young folks here at Catholic Answers have started a whole TikTok ministry. I have not even visited TikTok yet, and they're already doing a TikTok ministry. That's what you pay for when you support us. And we do it on the cheap. $225,000 funds all of it for the next 3 months. In a little while, we'll have the Super Bowl. $225,000 is about 5 seconds of a Super Bowl commercial. So that's just think about the proportion of what the world accomplishes and what we accomplish here at Catholic Radio. We need your pledge, though, 888-291-8000. So let me just tell you where we are. We need $20,000 to meet our match this hour and to stay on track to be fully funded by the end of this pledge drive. Right now, we are at about $5,500 in. So we need to do about $14,000 to be fully funded by the end of this hour. 888-291-8000. There's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match on any pledge. So if you have never pledged before and you're like, I could give them $5, please don't neglect to do that. It's very much worth our time to take the call. That $5 means a lot to us, but also it's doubled. So it's $10 to us. 888-291-8000. But maybe you're a person who can do a monthly pledge. And any monthly pledge, any new monthly pledge, $10, $15, $20, maybe up to I don't know what the biggest monthly pledge. I think I did see someone give a $250 monthly pledge once. I don't know what that person does for a living, but that's pretty good. And I probably should have got into that field. But whatever the monthly pledge is, it's not just doubled, it's tripled right now because a separate set of donors knows that we need to build up our monthly donor base. So take advantage. Well,
the other nice thing about the monthly giving is that giving a small gift 12 times a year is often bigger than what you can give in terms of a big gift once a year, right? So we end up getting more, and you can budget for it. You can build around it. So I'd just say, think about what you can conceivably give where you're not going to be, you know, totally calling to cancel your gift because you've rendered your life financially unstable. Give that, especially if it's something where you're not going to particularly miss it. Like, this is how all of the streaming services and video platforms and everything else work. They count on the fact that you can conceivably, you can lose $20 a month and you lose that in so many other ways. You can, you know, just maybe not go out to eat one day a month. That sort of, those kind of even small sacrifices, they're spiritually beneficial and they help keep Catholic Radio on the air. I mentioned before the last commercial, Benedict XVI had a beautiful address in 2008 to people who do Catholic Radio. And one of the things he talked about is that this is one of the few ways of reaching people who are isolated, who maybe they don't go to church, maybe they don't even go in public. You know, you think about at that time, he's probably thinking about, for instance, the elderly and the infirm. I think today with the pandemic, you've got all sorts of people who are afraid to go outside, who may not be in public spaces. If those people are going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ, it's going to have to come into their home in a way that they're able to accept. And Catholic Radio is one of the easiest ways to do that. So if you want to reach people who maybe you've never even seen before, this is a great way of evangelizing there. And I can personally attest that Catholic Radio really does change hearts, does change mind. I've had amazing conversations sparked by things people have heard on Catholic Radio, either things I've said or more often things somebody smarter than me has said that really get a good conversation going, plant a seed, and it bears incredible fruit. If you've ever thought, man, I wish I could do something more like that, this is your chance to do that by participating financially.
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the regular phones. We'll take some calls. There are lots of lines open, though, and that means we need your help. 888-291-8000. Angie in Iowa listening on 1150 AM. You are up next. Go ahead with your question for Joe.
Well, hello. So funny. I think I got your book the last time I donated earlier this year on Joseph, and it was just a real blessing. And it's funny how those things worked out. I figured it was you, the retired attorney. But my question was how appropriate, how right of it for me to, I plan on going to Mass tomorrow. Okay, I'm keeping this general. How appropriate is it for a loved one to take the consecrated Eucharist? This person has a little Mass consecrated host holder. To a loved one who's baptized, albeit at much distance from the church, could be 40 years since they've received the Eucharist. And so how appropriate, how right is it even for me to offer them when I revere it and they may be in a very different state? They may not even accept it. But in my heart, as an act of reconciliation, just... you know, offering something pure and good in my heart. However they receive it is what they do.
Okay, Joe?
Yeah. That's a really tricky question because there's a lot of things wrapped up in that. And this is one of those questions that's very hard to answer in the general. I would give these general points. One, there's a reason we have, like, designated ministers of Holy Communion who bring, you know, the extraordinary ministers who bring communion to the sick. And they have special training, and there's an actual rite for receiving the Eucharist outside of Mass. There's a little booklet that you can get for this. The parish almost certainly has people who do this, but it sounds like in the particular case you're describing, it may be this is a person who needs reconciliation, who needs to actually be brought into fuller communion with the church because of whatever damage from alienation or sin or whatever the situation may be. And so there, it might actually be better to just pray for them, to ask them if they'd be willing to see a priest, and then to tell a priest that there's someone who may need last rites or may need reconciliation, who's hospitalized. Leading with that, rather than try to bring someone into Eucharistic communion without having the ability to hear their confession, is what I would recommend in that situation. But in all of those, there's probably like a whole world of particular details that I just don't know to give you more specific counsel.
And you're always welcome to send us an email, Angie, if you want. We can assist you further. You just send it to radio@catholic.com. We check that email address, radio@catholic.com. God bless you as you try to minister to one approaching death. And we appreciate that you called. We actually appreciate all the folks who call us. We get lots of folks who call from, as you've probably heard, from all around the world. We get email questions. We get questions that come to us via the various internet things. There's probably questions coming via TikTok now. I don't know how that works, but are there? Do we get questions via TikTok, Zach? Not to the radio program, but I mean but apologetics questions. Yeah. Oh, and then you answer it on TikTok. Oh, well. I wish I knew what some of that meant, but the important thing is we're trying to use every means we can to share the good news of Jesus Christ, to share the good news that he's present in his church and you can receive him as Angie so beautifully wants to help another person do at the time of death. Look,
you know, Cy, two quick things. One, our number is 888-291-8000.
Yes.
And two, on TikTok, I just had the chance to do an apologetics video for TikTok. They're like 2-minute videos. And so it's really hard to think, like, what can you do in that space? And so what I did is I just shared about the oldest known Marian prayer called the Septuum Presidium, which is probably like 250 in terms of the papyrus we have. And so I just introduced it. And then the second half of the video is just praying the actual prayer. And I think Christina Venditti or else maybe Emily Sanchez is I think Emily, because she did the rosary one. So one of the other members of the Catholic Answers team is actually leading the praying part because I don't have a great melodic voice for that.
I think you have a great melodic voice, but all right. Once again, our phone number to make your pledge. More than half the lines open right now, although we are making good progress, and I do not feel at all anxious. I just feel like we need to make clear to you that we do need your help right now, 888-291-8000. I'm going to go back to the phones with Joe after I say this. There's a $20,000 dollar-for-dollar match right now. If you've ever thought about supporting Catholic Answers, and we think, you know, I'll first say what we know and then I'll say what we think. We know that really ultimately the only answer to the mess that our culture is proclaim the good news, proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what gets human beings back on track. You got a problem with racism, you got a problem with injustice, you got a problem with what's happening in the family, you got a problem with war, hunger, all that. Proclaim the good news. Proclaim the gospel. Once people accept the gospel, human society works. When people reject the gospel, it doesn't. So we don't have to just be negative. We can do positive things. And that's what we do here at Catholic Answers. We try to do that thing which is most necessary, the thing most needed, share the good news of Jesus Christ. Help us to do that by calling 888-291-8000. I was going to say another thing, but I got so excited about proclaiming the gospel, I forgot what it is, so I'm going to go to the phones. Anna in Rockville. I did. I forget stuff, Joe. In the middle of talking, I forget stuff. Anna in Rockville, Maryland, listening on Sacred Heart Radio. We're very glad you're here. Anna, go ahead with your question for Joe.
Hi. So I have a roommate, and she's asking wonderful questions to me. And one of the things she posed, which I didn't have a good response to, so I'm looking to you for some advice to see how I can respond to this. So okay. She personally doesn't believe abortion's right, but she thinks it should be legal because it's not right to force someone to keep another human being alive. And she says it should be their right to choose, and we shouldn't try and impose our moral views on them. So how would I respond to that?
What a great question. Here's, Anna. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that is a great question. I'm going to purposely keep it as simple as I can by giving you three easy bullet points. Number one, you do actually have a moral duty to take care of your own kids. So if your kids are stranded with you and you're the only one who can take care of them, and you just say, I'm not going to feed them, I'm not going to take care of them, that is actually immoral. And you don't have to be a Christian to realize that. That's something that most people, regardless of religion, realize, like on a basic moral level. You are born into a family. You're not born self-sufficient. Every one of us is only here because a family took care of us when we were very, very small. That's the first point. The second point is, even if there wasn't that moral duty, because in the case of moral duty, like there are some extreme cases where you can, like, you know, turn a kid over to the state if you're just incapable of caring for them. We don't need to get into all of those details except to say that there is a duty to take care of your kid or see that somebody else is taking care of them. But the second point is that even if there wasn't that duty, you still wouldn't be able to kill your kid. You couldn't say, you know, I've got too many kids. I really wish I'd only had one, and I'm going to reduce the number of kids in my family. Anyone would recognize that's just outright murder. You can't do that. So even if you didn't have a moral duty to take care of them, that doesn't justify killing them. Abortion isn't just, I'm not going to take care of this baby anymore. Abortion is directly killing the unborn child. So whatever the philosophical arguments are for withholding care, this is a totally different kind of thing. This is closer to just going up and shooting a kid. It's that violent. It's that directly ending their life. And third, because of the kind of thing we're talking about, this is, in technical terms, what's knowable by natural law. From reason alone, you can know that it's wrong to execute the innocent and wrong to not take care of dependent family members who are incapable of caring for themselves. Everyone, regardless of religion or the total absence of religion, should know this. This is not about proposing some kind of specifically Catholic morality, as if Catholics were the first people to discover that murder was wrong. This is about what you can't not know. Like if someone did this to you, you would in an instant know that you were being mistreated. Likewise, you can know if you do it to someone else, you're being mistreating them.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thanks, Anna, for the call. We have so many materials on answering questions like this at Catholic.com. That's part of what we do. So visit us at Catholic.com. I hope you will. And folks who are considering a pledge right now, I hope you will consider Anna's question and her call. We get lots and lots of challenging questions, sometimes angry questions about the Catholic faith. But I would say by far the most common question is just, help me with this. I don't know how to answer this. I don't know how to respond to the person in my parish who says X, or to my child who says X, or in this case, to my brilliant friend who says X. They don't actually say X, Joe. I'm just using that as a what's that called? A variable. 888-291. That was pretty good. I came up with the word variable. All right. I'm so proud of myself. I might just take it easy for the rest of the show.
I can't because we got money. The number is 888-291, which I feel like it doesn't have enough digits there.
8,000. 888-291-8,000. I'm happy because I know we're going to get there. We have a $20,000 match. It's been a tough hour. Maybe there were some issues. I think there were some issues with the phone. But then Larry calls from Michigan. I don't know Larry. I'm just using his first name. I wish I knew Larry because he just called up and said, here's $5,000. Okay, so all of a sudden, what looked like it was going to be a very tough hour, looks like, hey, raise $8,000 in the next 8 minutes and you'll be funded for the hour. So we need your help. 888-291-8000. And it's a bit urgent at this moment, but not impossible. Thanks to Larry and to everyone else who has called. Make that $10 a month monthly pledge. Become a member of Society 315 and get your pledge tripled right now by two separate donors. 888-291-8000.
Let me just say something about Anna's call, because I think this is something that really speaks to this. You know, we often have this sense that, you know, evangelization is the big thing we need to get better at as Catholics. And there can be this question of, well, should it be something like Catholic radio or Catholic books, or should it be more in-person evangelization? And the answer is obviously all of the above. And so one of the things that's really exciting to do is actually to take the call from Catholics who are doing the hard work of evangelization themselves, who are having these relationships, who are really doing a lot of the, you know, the heart-to-heart conversations. And we can kind of serve that auxiliary role to troubleshoot. Like, those are important things. So if you've ever found yourself saying, I wish I could be a little better at evangelizing, I would say, number one, regardless of this fundraiser, go do it. Number two, please call in with any questions you may have. And number three, please call generously to 888-291-8000 to help make it possible for us to do that for you and for anyone else who may be in a similar situation.
To stay on track to raise the money that we need for the next 3 months, we need to raise $20,000 this hour. That will help us to stay on track for the next 2 days. And we're just going to take a little bit of time each hour, ask you for your help. And generally, that has done it. We do not ask for money in excess of what we need. We've never done that, and we haven't, because it has turned out that relying on listeners has always worked. It's always come through. So we have a policy, basically. Just tell people the truth about what you need. Don't exaggerate at all about what you need, and then go out there and ask them for it. And people come through, and it turns out that works. So what we need is $225,000. It's more than we used to need. Maybe you'll remember a year ago it was 200, but we're doing a lot more. We've got a giant school of apologetics. We're doing all this digital stuff. We haven't really increased the staff. I mean, we did hire Joe, and that was a great addition to the staff. But I mean, we're not a giant staff. We're 40-something people doing this. But there's the apostolate has a whole world to reach with this message. I mean, we're just one apostolate, and there are other people working in the vineyard, but we got a world of questions to answer, and we need your help. Maybe make that $10 a month pledge, that $20 a month pledge, maybe even a $40 or $50 a month pledge, and get it tripled right now. Just a few minutes left in the hour. I'll try to get to another call. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. You want to do it safe and secure online? Go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. It's optimized for your phone. It's optimized for your computer. CatholicAnswersRadio.com. The number, again, 888-291-8000. Joe, I'm going to find out how many dollars we need, and I'll tell folks.
All right.
Why don't you give them one more reason to give, and then I'll find that number for you.
Yeah, I'd say one more reason to give is that so much of what we pay for in terms of tithe money, in terms of donations, is the upkeep of beautiful buildings and doing important work like that, or it's taking care of the physical needs of those who need those things. And those are really good things, and those are worth donating to. But none of that counts for a whole lot if we're not also bringing people to Christ, if we're not also saving their souls. And there's no one to carry on that next generation if we're not on the front lines evangelizing and really bringing people in. This is both bringing back people who are maybe raised Catholic and fell away, or enlightening the fire for people who maybe don't know why they're Catholic, but it's also reaching people who've maybe never thought about Catholicism. The number of stories, so we just had Founders Weekend in Texas, and there are stories of people who, you know, they were just driving and they found the Catholic radio station. There was nothing else on because they were in the middle of nowhere. And it changed their entire life because it suddenly made them ask questions that they'd never thought to ask before, or they just thought it was good radio and they started to listen, and it slowly started to change how they viewed Jesus Christ, how they viewed the church, and it changed the whole trajectory of their lives. So this really is one of those things where it's hard to overstate the amount of good made possible for relatively little money all over the world, and certainly all over the United States. So I'd really encourage people to call in 888-291-8000. 888-291-8000.
All right, here's the deal. We're coming right up on the end of the show. I'm going to go to another caller, but I can only do it if you'll some listeners will promise to call, because here's where we are. $6,000 gets the job done. We're $6,000 away from being fully funded for today. That keeps us on track to being fully funded for the next 3 months. So 888-291-8000. If you agree. Okay, so I got in my brain that people said they agree. So I'm going to take a quick call. Jordan in Lincoln, Nebraska, listening on Spirit Catholic Radio. You are up next. Jordan, you got to be quick with your question.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to make it as concise as possible and give a short background. So Hi, thanks for taking my call. My biggest question is, what determines the words of consecration when it comes to the magisterium, the tradition, scripture, etc.? I go to the extraordinary form, and it's something that's been on my mind for a long time. I obviously believe all the rites of the church are valid. But if I could just sum it up, I'm looking at my Latin missal here, my old extraordinary form missal, and then I was comparing it to the rite of Paul VI. It seems they've added in terms of what's bolded or what's capitalized, which seems to indicate these are the words of consecration, that to the consecration of the bread was added, which is given up for you at the end. And then in the consecration of the wine, the chalice, the mystery of faith was removed. So it used to say, for this is the chalice of my blood, the new and eternal testament, the mystery of faith, which is poured out for you and for many in the remission for the remission of sins. Whereas at the new rite, the mystery of faith doesn't seem to be a part of the words of consecration.
All right, Jordan, I got it. I got to let Joe answer.
That's a great question. The core of it is obviously coming from Scripture. So the question, this is my body, that's coming from Matthew and Mark's version of the institution. This is my body, which is given for you, is coming from Luke's version. And so I think the ordinary form of the rite wants to emphasize the sacrificial nature. And so in terms of the wording, the essential element is to have the declaration that this is the body of Christ. So you'll find even bigger differences when you compare either the ordinary or extraordinary form of the Mass with, say, the Divine Liturgy in the Eastern Catholic churches, or like the Holy Corbana if you go into like the Oriental Catholic churches. That you'll find larger differences, but the crux is always that you are saying of the bread in the person of Christ that it is no longer bread and wine, it is now the body and then the blood of Jesus. That's the critical element in terms of determining things like what constitutes valid sacramental form. That falls to the competency of the magisterium. So when the Anglicans changed the ordination rite, one of the things the church said in response is, no, they messed with the sacrament. They, you know, you don't have valid holy orders because they changed the actual rite. There are changes that could have happened within, you know, within the parameters of what's needed for form and matter, but there are changes that go too far. And the magisterium is the competent agent to figure out what those limits are. In the case of the Eucharist, the boundaries are set by Christ because we have the words that he gives. You can compare Matthew 26, Mark 14, Luke 22, and 1 Corinthians 11. And you'll see there are slight variations that all express the same point.
Thank you. And you did get to your, it was a complicated question and you got it to it very quickly, and I appreciate that. I want to, we're in the last moments of our first day of our pledge drive. I am feeling a heart full of gratitude right now. I just want to read a few things to you, Joe, and then we'll I'll give out the number again, 888-291-8000. Carlin in Florida says, and I'm just reading, I just want you to know, I'm just reading this. I'm not saying this. Cy and Joe are rock stars, and they change her life every evening she hears them.
That's amazing.
And that's pretty good,
probably,
huh?
Probably it is a coincidence that you have that Carlin email address, Cy.
No, that's not me. I didn't send this and pretend to be Carlin from Florida. Here's Dave. I don't know what Dave's been listening to, but this is what Dave says. Joe's doing a great job pitching because he knows it's your first time.
Thanks, Dave. Yeah, it is my first time. Hey, how close are we? Not to our hourly goal.
I got to do
two. How close are we to Jimmy's numbers?
Wait, I got to do two more. Then you can ask me questions.
Okay.
An anonymous, I have a heart full of gratitude right now. An anonymous donor from Alabama just pledged $5,000. I thank you so much for that. And I want to read one other. Someone really loves Father Alfred J. Hewitt in Lebanon, New Jersey. Father Hewitt has passed, and in his memory, an anonymous donor just gave a $10,000 gift. And so we will keep Father Alfred J. Hewitt of Lebanon, New Jersey in our prayers. We will thank God for his life of ministry, and we will thank God for you, anonymous donor, who have done a beautiful thing for us in his name. We really deeply, deeply appreciated it. Now, Joe, you wanted to say something?
No, I just want to say that's beautiful, and thank you to everyone who gave those giant gifts. Thank you to everyone who gave the small gifts. Whatever you're able to give, it really does mean so much, and we're very deeply grateful.
We're going to stay on the lines for the next 10, 15 minutes, so you're welcome to call 888-291-8000. If you're hearing us later on podcast, you can always go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your pledge. And I always say, we'll tell you tomorrow if we made the match. But you already know. You just heard that people just gave very large donations. We made the match. I'm not even doing the math. I know we made the match. So I'm going to say this. Thank you so much to our listeners. We'll bug you a little bit more tomorrow, but we'll also have fun doing radio. And we are well on our way. A good start to our pledge drive. We'll see you tomorrow, God willing, right here on Catholic Answers Live.